My mum went to see that with my auntie. They both come out of there and they wet themselves.
This is the one where you see a topless girl wobble across the screen. The Airplane 2.
Yeah.
I think they showed that one Christmas or something. And we were watching something else. And we turned over. And the instant we turned over, this girl wobbled across the screen. My mum was straight on the flipper and switched it back on the other side. Me and my brother straight in the other room watching it.
No fun, parents, are they?
No. I will be when I'm a parent.
I mean, we keep telling the old man to book a weekend holiday so we can have outrageous parties and things like that.
The old man
would
say, fine, stay here. Just send your mother away.
I think the old man's a bit afraid of going into hospital. I know he's afraid, obviously, because of the this open heart surgery sort of thing, but he's also afraid that he thinks we're going to have such outrageous parties down the close, we're going to be open all nighters and things like that.
Even the few times my parents have gone away, I've never held parties. We might have had a couple of mates around just to let them keep over or something, and come back from the party.
Because they've done it all before, so they know what goes on. You
know? We're not too frightened of things like that. Watch out, you know, they get the stereo in here and see what happens. That's what you're saying.
Hooligans.
If you put down a letter with people like this, a firm sort of sort of firm stance. Either
guys
one or two things,
you
only get really nasty at that, and
they
give
you what you want. They
either drag their feet, or it's... So far, I've been really lucky in everything I've done there, too. I've sort of got through really quickly. Oh yeah, I'll never sort of like give it it or else. I'm always, nah, I always slate my face further, but then I'm
No, he's okay. yesterday, bobbling around on crutches. It was the bloke who got buried alive, John the Sun. He was the one who they wanted him to go to former therapy, you know, and he refused to go. And he was sort of slowly cracking up. But you think about it, fucking buried alive by a wolf. It's got to be pretty fucking horrific, I think.
Probably have to.
Shocked at the system.
Mr. Destiny's
I got the volunteer. Michael Gambon instead of John Hurt.
And then directly after that on ITV, there's Dinosaurs, which is brilliant.
Oh, no.
It's brilliant. It's really good.
Dinosaurs.
Fuck off,
it's really good.
Yeah, they're brilliant. The puppets are fantastic in that. Mark stirs up a hornet's nest.
Just like the Flintstones.
They fill it though as ITV's answer to the fucking Simpsons.
That's what they billed it as earlier in the Sunday. It says in a quiet up past five we have ITV's arms and the Simpsons, the dinosaurs.
I thought it was really good.
I've never seen it, so I couldn't say.
Yeah, of course it should look quite good though.
It's not a big old 1 year old.
So you don't watch it then? Because you're only 6 months, haven't you?
Fucking hell's that?
The song you've written.
Little speakers.
No, it's a microphone. You are now being taped for posterity. And also for the Oxford English Dictionary.
Hey? You're taping this?
Yeah.
Why?
Ordinary conversations is what they want.
Yeah, you weren't here Friday, wasn't it?
It's for the Oxford English Dictionary. It's what they're doing is they're making up a dictionary just using everyday colloquialisms, local slang, and street talk. And that's it, basically.
What advice you to take for conversations?
Yeah.
Is that yours or theirs?
No, it's theirs. It's their actual walk.
Or they come and work and ask.
No, they came to my house and asked me.
Did you get a free Oxford dictionary out?
No, 25 quid.
25?
A day.
A day? Fuck off.
Which it was.
I'd be doing it with 25 quid.
Yeah, I'd be doing it.
I'd have fucking two going.
Yeah, I'm fucking not. I'd walk around town with it. How many tapes have you got?
20.
20? Oh.
This is the fifth one, B-side, I think.
Are they providing the batches as well, are they?
Yep. Batteries, tapes, the whole lot.
Have you got to fill up the whole 20?
No, you don't have to.
Just do as many as you can. Do 5 and keep the rest of the tapes.
Yeah.
You have to give back what you would not use, I should imagine.
Shit off.
Amazing how people's attitude changed towards them when they learned to get a bit of
time. Sheriff thinks he's getting recorded so he can get a recording contract. That's why he keeps singing.
Who?
Sheriff's hoping to be discovered. Probably play it to a load of raging bulls or something, anyway. As they say, the song soothes the savage breast.
Batteries going. Batteries going.
No, that ain't. It's picking up everything.
That's shit hot water, isn't it?
Yeah. It's about 100 quid per fucking minute.
And they've left it with you, I can't believe that.
Yeah, you've got a sign for it.
Yeah?
What do you mean they've left it with me, you cheeky little sod?
Thank you.
What's this joke you got then, Mark?
No, just told Stu people are refusing to have thermometers up their arses.
What?
Up their arses.
Check
their thermometers. Thermometers? Oh. Fucking, didn't I say that? Are you going mutton or what?
It's gone.
Yeah, what? Still. And the reason is because it's got liquid mercury in it.
Oh, here's a new word.
Oh,
I don't know if it got that.
It's probably got plenty of fun to overcome.
British Telecom, my dear. What's Elton John, British Telecom?